One end of the great barn was piled high with new hay, and over the pile hung the four Jackson forks suspended from its pulley. I was alone in the barn, getting a puppy that has obviously been petted a little too long and hard. I couldn't make up my mind about it. First, I covered the dead puppy up with hay. Next, I fling the dead puppy across the barn. I'm more worried that George might not let me tend to the rabbits of the dream farm. Curly's wife comes in and tells me some advice. Don't feel bad about the pup. It was just a mutt. A mutt are plenty in the world. She confides in me, telling me that she could have been a famous movie star, but the world conspired against her, and that's why she ended in a barn with a dum-dum and a dead dog. I do some confiding on my own, and I got into this trouble because I like to pet soft things. Says Curly's wife. Her hair is soft. I pet a little too long and hard and break her neck by accident. This is bad, so bad that now George really might not let me tend to the rabbits. I remember George's instructions about where to go in case things get bad. So I go, taking the dead puppy with me. At that moment, I'm more scared and frightened as I keep running to the place George told me to go if something ever happened.